From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi special forces have battled their way into Mosul city limits, seizing control of state television facilities Tuesday. Lieutenant General Talib Shagati called the seizure significant and good news for the people of Mosul. The Iraqi offensive has captured surrounding villages, is approaching the city from different directions in order to cut off escape routes by the city's Islamic State defenders. U.S. coalition spokesman Colonel John Dorian said what is unfolding is an Iraqi plan, the largest military operation since 2003.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul, and the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
Meanwhile, U.N. human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani warned Tuesday that it appears IS defenders may be preparing to use civilians as human shields.
We urge parties to the conflict to ensure that international law is strictly observed, in particular the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attack. All feasible precautions must be taken to avoid and minimize the loss of civilian lives and injury to civilians.
U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk voiced optimism about the Mosul offensive, but called for patience, cautioning retaking the city will take time. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari met with Niger Delta officials on a way to end a wave of attacks on the country's vital oil pipelines. Representatives of the militant group claiming most of the attacks were not present at the presidential villa. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states seen as crucial in the final week before the November 8 election. Clinton made three campaign stops in Florida. She was joined by President Obama.
These are not equal candidates. There's only one who's actually worthy of your vote, who is smart, who is steady, who is tested, whose heart is in the right place, who is probably the most qualified person ever to run for this office, and that is Hillary Clinton.
Trump campaigned in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He said electing Hillary, who has been the object of federal investigations into how she used a personal computer to send and receive email while Secretary of State, could be a problem for the country.
And this is your one chance to change it. It's your one chance. I don't think you're going to have another chance, folks. We have an election coming up. You're not going to have another chance. In 4 years, you can forget it. If she were to be elected, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis.
National public opinion surveys show a tightening race in the closing days of the campaign. A UN inquiry found peacekeepers failed to respond appropriately to an attack on civilians during violence involving South Sudanese troops at a Juba hotel in July. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said civilians were subjected to and witnessed gross human rights violations, including murder, intimidation, sexual violence, and acts amounting to torture, and UN peacekeepers did not respond the right way.
The special investigation found that UNMISS did not respond effectively to the violence due to an overall lack of leadership, preparedness, and integration among the various components of the mission. The special investigation also found that command and control arrangements were inadequate, while peacekeepers maintained a risk-adverse posture.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed alarm by what he called the serious shortcomings outlined in the report. He replaced the UNMISS force commander. Pope Francis ended 2 days in Sweden with a mass Tuesday for the country's tiny Catholic community. He praised Swedes for taking in so many migrants and refugees. The main purpose of the trip, an ecumenical gathering with Lutherans to kick off commemorations for next year's 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Chinese state media say all 33 coal miners trapped underground in a gas explosion in the west earlier this week have been found dead. Two miners survived Monday's blast, but rescuers found no one else alive. The National League champion Chicago Cubs, once down 3-1, the best of 7 World Series of professional baseball, leaving the series. They routed the American League champion Cleveland Indians 9-3 late Tuesday to end the series, allow the series to enter Game 7 Wednesday in Cleveland. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.